President Mokgweetsi Masisi says the army should rise up and protect the Southern African country's natural resources. Botswana has faced rising incidences of poaching, with the perpetrators mostly from neighboring Namibia, Zambia and Zimbabwe. The poachers particularly seek rhinoceroses. An estimated 102 have been killed since 2018. President Masisi said poachers target soldiers, with one officer losing his life recently.
The number of poaching incidents, the tactics and boldness employed in targeting Botswana Defence Force members is not only disturbing, but a national security threat as well. This therefore calls for a robust and multilateral approach to combat poaching and related criminal activities.
Conservationist Map Ives believes poaching calls for the involvement of regional countries where most of the poachers originate.
There needs to be an international effort to deal with the trafficking and the demand in Asia. That is ultimately where the success will lie, is reducing the ability to traffic these rhino horns across international boundaries. It needs regional cooperation. We need a lot more intelligence.
Poachers hunt rhinos because their horns sell for thousands of dollars in Asia, where they are used in traditional medicine. The Botswana army has killed more than 20 poachers in the last year during gunfire exchanges in the thickets of the Okavango Delta, where most of the wildlife is found. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.